From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. St. Louis County Commissioners debated for the first time charging drivers in the county a $10 tax per vehicle to help boost county road construction projects. According to the Duluth News Tribune, so far commissioners have made no decision, but the idea may go forward later this month. A wheelage tax is paid when drivers register their vehicles with the state each year. And while not all vehicles registered in St. Louis County would be subject to it, estimates are that the new tax would raise more than $1.5 million annually for county road repairs. Until now, only Twin Cities metro counties had the authority to levy a $5 wheelage tax. Only Anoka, Carver, Dakota, Scott, and Washington counties have actually charged their drivers. But county commissioners across the state are now mulling the idea to help fill their coffers after the 2013 Minnesota legislature expanded the option to all 87 counties, up to $10 per car or truck. If adopted, the estimated annual revenue from a $10 wheelage tax in Cook County would be $52,000 and $108,000 in Lake County. Counties have to decide by the 1st of August if they want to charge the tax in 2014, otherwise they'll have to wait another year. The wheelage tax is paid based on where the vehicle is ordinarily stored or parked during non-business hours or when not in use. The tax is applied to most cars and trucks, but not motorcycles, mopeds, trailers, boat trailers, collector cars, or ATVs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants more data from a company planning to open a huge iron mine in northwestern Wisconsin before approving bulk sampling activity. The DNR sent a letter to Gogebic Taconite on Tuesday of this week, saying the plan to mine the Pinoki Hills will require a stormwater discharge permit. The agency said the company may need other permits as well, but the plan lacks enough information to know for sure. A fast-moving fire after a reported explosion destroyed a building and injured two people at the Lake Breeze Motel Resort on the North Shore Wednesday afternoon. The resort is located on the Highway 61 scenic route. Duluth Assistant Fire Chief Eric Simonson said one of the people transported to a hospital suffered very minor injuries. The second victim and owner of the resort suffered burns and was sent to the Miller Dwan building for treatment. Guests said the building destroyed contained the resort's office, gift shop, sauna, and two motel units. Several people reported hearing an explosion before the fire. Five lighthouses on the Apostle Islands will be closed for repairs until at least this fall. The Duluth News Tribune reports some of the closures include adjacent grounds, and in some cases, lighthouse docks will also be closed. The closed lighthouses include Michigan Island Light, Devil's Light, Sand Light, La Pointe Light, and Outer Island Light. National Park Service officials say the light stations still are visible from the water, and viewing from offshore is good. And one of the Apostle Islands is temporarily closed for overnight use because of black bear activity. The Apostle Islands National Lakeshore says Sand Island is closed for overnight use because a bear was exposed to human food and is now visiting campsites. The bear has damaged property. The Duluth News Tribune reports the island is still open for day use, but visitors are asked to make sure that food is not left unattended and report any bear activity immediately. Officials are keeping an eye on the bear and will reevaluate the closure on a weekly basis. Overnight camping will resume once the bear is retrained to stay away from visitors. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has informed 74-year-old Lynn Rogers that he wouldn't get a new permit to radio collar wild bears or videotape them in their dens. In a letter to Rogers from DNR Commissioner Tom Landwehr, the agency said it repeatedly warned the researcher, who is based in Ely, of concerns about public safety because the wild bears were becoming too comfortable approaching humans. Rogers has been licensed to do his technology-assisted research on wild bears since 1999. Rogers has until the 31st of July to remove the collars. He still has a game farm permit for an education center where he has domesticated bears. Because of these ongoing concerns, it's clear the potential benefit of published research is greatly outweighed by our continuing concerns for public safety, Landwehr wrote to Rogers. He adds that there are documented incidents of what he called extremely unprofessional behavior with research bears by Rogers. Rogers says he considers the allegations unfounded and fears the action imperils his research. Quote, it's the end of my career, a 46-year career, Rogers told the Associated Press, adding, quote, it's a kill-the-messenger type of thing that they're doing. Rogers' work gained a following far outside Minnesota after he began placing cameras to monitor bears and beamed their feeds to the internet. Thousands of people watched live as one bear, Lily, gave birth to a cub named Hope, and a corresponding Facebook page drew more than 100,000 likes. Fish populations in Lake Superior and its surrounding fisheries are faring much better than expected a year after a major storm dumped up to 10 inches of rain in the Duluth area and sent sediment rushing into Lake Superior. Department of Natural Resources Area Fisheries Supervisor Don Schreiner says, in fact, fishing this spring has been, quote, gangbusters. He says people are catching trout and coho and Chinook salmon. The North Shore's trout streams also survived, but were permanently rearranged. He says some young fish died last year, but he doesn't expect long-term impacts. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.